There was a lot of people planning on doing karaoke tonight that probably now are not doing because there's about 16,000 people that went ballistic when that goal went in. What did you go like?
Oh, the great feeling. First of all, I have to comment on the atmosphere today. That was fantastic. Best since I've been here. Just a real buzz about the place, and the supporters were brilliant. And you know, just a great feeling to hear all the ground singing behind the team. And that was fantastic to hear that. And not just after we scored. You know, it was before that when we were having spells where it wasn't going our way, that the crowd were right behind us. And I thank every single one of the supporters who came in today for that.
Looking at it from a neutral's point of view, that was one heck of an advert for League One football. I thought that was a tremendous game.
Yeah, it was a feisty old affair at times, which we expected. You know, they're a team who've got nous in the side, and they'll draw fouls and get into the ref and that which teams do. And I thought we coped with that well first half, and we kept our cool. And I was really pleased coming in at 1-0 at the break. And Scunny had that spell, and just said to the lads that everything we did for that first half, first part of that second half, wasn't quite as good, and we need to look at that. You know, it just wasn't quite as good. Ben's kicking wasn't quite as good. Our balls into Gary weren't as quite as good, and just that little bit of the touch on the ball wasn't quite on it. Just that little bit of edge just wasn't quite there. But credit to the lads, because we came through that period and finished a stronger team. And on the touchline, I felt, well, there's only one team going to win this game, and I felt it was us. And I do feel that the fitness of the lads and the way they've trained since day one is really, we're really reaping the benefits of that. And I think the supporters saw that today, the way we drove on towards the end of the game.
We put a full stop on 2016 now, but there's so many times before you came in this year that they would have conceded in the 90th minute. This goes to show it's another step as to where this team has come, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's very important because, obviously the impact from the bench is something I've been speaking about for a while. And James came in here and had a lot of chances, didn't go his way, but he's waited for his moment, and to score the winner in a game of that magnitude, it is a fantastic moment from him. And to turn games round and to turn draws into wins, you need that. To make sure your little team conceding late, it's that lift of energy from the bench, and we got that with James today.
Coventry won't be easy, but going away to the Rico, you'd have been more than happy taking a full complement of six, and if you can take nine away from this period, it really does set you up for the rest of the season, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it's the Shrewsbury game set us up for today. Now, Monday's game sets us up for the FA Cup game, and we've given ourselves a great platform to go into that game with. Similar to Chesterfield, similar to Northampton, we need to sit down with the lads in the hotel tomorrow and make sure they all realise that Coventry now a team, I don't know, they've gone today, I haven't seen the results yet, who are fighting for their lives, fight for livelihoods, fight for contracts, and we've got to be ready for that. And we need to play better than we did in the early exchanges at Chesterfield.
Yeah, 1-1, I think it finished, Peterborough Coventry, off the top of my head. Are you looking maybe with such a short space of time for turnaround, maybe making changes for the Coventry game? Is it going to have to force your hand with it being so close together?
Yeah, well, obviously, that is in our mind. Me and Steve kind of don't really discuss the next game until the one we've got coming up is finished, because we like to focus purely on the game in hand, but we've got plenty of time now in terms of tomorrow, training and travelling, to sit down and pick the team which we feel is ready to go and get another 3 points, because to go and put in another performance which will give us the best chance of the 3 points.
Where does that rank in your Bolton memory book so far, Phil? It's pretty high on mine.
Yeah, no, it's right up there to win it in the fashion we did, but I just think more of the atmosphere will stick in my mind as I'm driving back tonight, because I just really enjoyed that today, being part of it, and it had a feeling of a big game. And there was a real crackling atmosphere, and the lads were floating back into the dressing room on high in adrenaline afterwards, and I hope that's all they've got in the system tonight.
Yeah, well, I'd say it's New Year's Eve, isn't it? You're going to afford them a little bit of luxury?
Well, I've got to say this, we we gave them Christmas Day off this year because it's something we've done in the past, and they all had to do a run with a GPS vest on at home on Christmas Day. Nick had it detailed out for them what they had to do and what time they had to do it, and every single member of the squad did it to the letter. And that professionalism, I felt, went a long way to getting the result, as well as having the kind of mental break and the feel-good factor of being at home with your families, but everyone doing it right. But we need to do the same again leading into this next game.
That attitude was there, wasn't it? Because at 90 minutes, you could probably have defended that, got a point and walked away fairly content. But Jay was tackling back. You had three people up to go and score that goal. It could have been either side of James as well. So it just shows you what the attitude of the team is at the minute.
Yeah. I just felt from the touchline that we were the team going to win the game, if anybody, because we look fit, we look fresh, and I just felt we could win it. Obviously, when you're trying to win it, you don't want to get caught on the break, and you've got to keep the midfield players in the right positions when you're attacking. But there's a great moment when that ball hit the back of the net.
Josh is getting that habit, isn't he, of hitting them clean and getting in the right position. It's a really good habit to have.
Yes, it's a great finish, and it's almost gone unmentioned about the goal he scored today. But it's a very, very good finish from him, and we come to expect it. Like I've said all along, that he is a very, very good technician with both feet. So when it goes in, we're not surprised because he is finished well.
January transfer window will be open by the time we come again, and this is the first time I'm asking. It probably won't be the last, Phil. But yeah. What are you expecting from it?
Myself and Ken, we said that we wanted to get the Coventry game out of the way. Mm. Obviously, we've got we're in discussions all the time between Ken, Lee, and Tim, and myself, and about things, but we wanted to take stock of the situation after Monday's game, and that's what we'll do.